that's where we leave the World Service and start our day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Caroline Nicholls. There's all of the latest news and weather coming up. MPs vote in favour of the changes to inheritance tax on farms and the skippers who can't find a crew. But first, a word from Greg Foot.
Sliced Bread is the series that investigates your suggested wonder products.
It's got to be whether or not the thing actually works.
In the new series, we'll explore smart scales.
Are these scales reliable enough, or are they missing potential health problems?
Dissect some home insulation hacks.
We could be looking anywhere between 5 and 15% in terms of reduction in energy use.
And scrutinise some potential Christmas gifts.
Like most things in the cosmetic industry, expensive does not always mean better.
The new series of Sliced Bread with me, Greg Foot, is on Thursday afternoons at 12:30 on Radio 4. And you can hear dozens of previous episodes now on BBC Sounds.
Well, now on Radio 4, here's Helen Willits.
Caroline, thank you very much. Good morning. It's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 5th of December 2024. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Trafalgar. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Bailey 969, expected Norwegian Sea 966 by midnight tonight. Atlantic low expected German Bight 987 by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at 0, south at 0. Southerly or southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Rain good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. South or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in 40s, backing northwest, 6 to gale 8 later, rain good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest, 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in Dogger, backing northwest, 7 to severe gale 9 later, rain good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. South 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest, veering northwest later 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, Fitzroy. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in the south, veering northwesterly 4 or 5 later, except in southwest Fitzroy. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul. Southwest, becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West or southwest 4 to 6, veering northwest 7 or gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in the Irish Sea, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall. Southwest, veering northwest, backing south later 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 6 to gale 8, rain or showers, moderate or good. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11, except in Hebrides and Fair Isle, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8 later, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 5th of December 2024. Tyree Automatic. West 5, rain, 1.5 miles, 999, now rising. Stornoway, southwest 5, slight rain, 8 miles, 994, falling slowly. Lowick, south by west 6, mist, 2 miles, 994, falling more slowly. Lucas, west southwest 3, 9 miles, 998, falling more slowly. Bridlington, south-southwest 5, 1004, falling quickly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 7, 5 miles, 1016. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 500 metres, 1015. Jersey, southwest by south 5, slight rain, 2 miles, 2017, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south 6, 1014. Scilly Automatic, west southwest 5, heavy drizzle, 1400 metres, 1014, now rising. Valentia, south by west 2, recent drizzle, 3 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 5, 7 miles, 1003, falling more slowly. And Malinhead, southwest by west 5, recent drizzle, 5 miles, 1001, rising slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. It's valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday, the 5th of December 2024. The general situation. Deepening Atlantic low pressure systems will bring gales or severe gales to most areas through the period, with possible storm force winds at times in the north and northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly later 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly later 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering northwesterly 7 or gale 8 later, occasionally severe gale 9 later, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southwesterly 5 to 7, veering westerly or northwesterly 7 or gale 8 later, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill, southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, southwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8, backing northwesterly 4 to 6 later, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8, veering northwesterly 4 to 6 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St. George's Channel. Westerly, very northwesterly later, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, occasionally severe gale 9. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, westerly or southwesterly 4 or 6, varying northwesterly 7 or gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, veering westerly or northwesterly 7 or gale 8, backing westerly 5 or 6 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Loughfoyle to Carlingford Lock, southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 7 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southwesterly or westerly 3 to 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 7 or gale 8, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, westerly, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering northwesterly 7 or gale 8, backing westerly 4 to 6 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And finally, Shetland Isles, southwesterly, veering westerly later, 6 to gale 8, increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9 for a time. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Caroline.
Thanks, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 5th of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Caroline Nichols. France is in political turmoil after the Prime Minister was forced out by a no-confidence vote. Sir Keir Starmer is promising a plan for change and will announce a series of key policy targets. In business, hundreds of UK jobs are going in cuts at the plane maker Airbus. And in sport, Liverpool's lead in the Premier League is cut to 7 points. The French government has collapsed after the Prime Minister was ousted in a no-confidence vote for the first time in 60 years. MPs overwhelmingly supported the motion against Michel Barnier after the former Brexit negotiator used special powers to force through his budget without a vote. It's just 3 months since he was appointed by President Macron. This was the reaction from the leader of the hard-right National Rally Party, Marine Le Pen.
I don't feel my head spinning and I don't consider this a victory. We had a choice to make and the choice we made was to protect French people.
The Prime Minister is setting out a plan for change this morning in a speech billed as the next phase of government. Sir Keir Starmer is expected to detail milestones that will focus on 5 policy areas, including raising living standards, ending hospital backlogs and securing homegrown energy. The Conservative leader, Kemi Badenoch, has branded the speech an emergency reset. Amnesty International has accused Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. The human rights group set out the allegations in a detailed report. Israel has fiercely rejected the claims of genocide. The Crown Prosecution Service is setting out plans to speed up court cases and to better support victims of sexual assaults. It can take up to 5 years to bring suspects to trial, which leads some victims to pull out and the case to collapse. They'll now be offered a pre-trial meeting with prosecutors and access to a dedicated victim liaison officer. Harriet Wistrich from the Centre for Women's Justice says some victims never get their day in court.
One of the problems was that there was no prosecutor available. The CPS couldn't find a prosecutor when the case was floating, and the judge eventually just said, right, I'm going to throw the case out. So after waiting all those years, you know, and having to undergo the trauma and the anticipation of a trial coming up for the case to be dropped, just absolutely devastating.
Greg Wallace is facing more allegations of inappropriate behaviour, this time from the ghostwriter of his 2012 autobiography. Shannon Kyle has accused him of making sexualized suggestions and touching her inappropriately. The TV presenter stepped aside from MasterChef last week. Speaking on Newsnight, Miss Kyle described Greg Wallace's behaviour as predatory.
When he opened the door, he was completely naked except for a towel around his waist. And I kind of said, well, look,